For many people, one of the rites of fall is getting your flu shot. According to the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control, the upcoming flu season could arrive early and be more severe. That's because last time around, we had an unusually mild flu season, likely due to COVID-19 mitigation measures like face mask, hand washing, and physical distancing. As a result, population immunity against the flu is now much lower. So what precautions should we take? I talked with Dr. Malcolm Purdy, representing the Loveless Healthcare System for Flu and COVID-19 Vaccines. Welcome, Dr. Purdy.
Thank you for inviting me.
Help us set the record straight in terms of what the differences are between seasonal flu and COVID-19. Are the symptoms the same? How can you tell the difference between the diseases? Can you get tested if you're concerned about you don't know which one you have?
COVID and influenza are no more related than chickenpox is to mumps. So when you think of these diseases, you have to think of them as totally independent diseases and treat them totally independent. And yes, you can get tested for both influenza and COVID. And in fact, the symptoms are so similar when you arrive in the emergency room that they always test you both for COVID and for influenza A and B, because they cannot tell the difference when you present. There are a couple of symptoms with COVID that don't happen usually with influenza. That is the loss of smell and taste, and that's very seldom the problem with influenza. If you have an upper respiratory illness this year, you should be tested for COVID. Okay. And if it's COVID negative, you can get tested by your primary for influenza. And you need to be tested for that because you can be treated.
Well, focusing our attention on the flu for this particular interview, what are some of the things we can do to prevent the flu?
Well, haven't we learned so well this last year how to prevent upper respiratory diseases? And as you were mentioning, you know, the mitigation measures were quite remarkable. So in 2019 at Loveless, we admitted 920 people with serious influenza. In 2020, and remember, we're testing all COVID patients for influenza as well. In 2020, we only admitted 3.
Wow.
So it was obvious that these mitigation measures, wearing the mask, washing your hands, social distancing, works for any of these upper respiratory infections. And we've learned that. And so the mask is not only a benefit for COVID, but it prevents influenza and a lot of other common viruses.
Now, if we look at getting a flu shot as a major thing you could do to prevent the flu, who should get the flu shot and what time of year should you get it? Should you do it right now or wait?
Well, they've got it available now. So the first people that should always consider this is anybody over 65, anybody with respiratory disease, anybody with cardiac disease, and anybody with diabetes. Because those people, when they get their complication, often go on to having super infections above the influenza and landing in the hospital. And they were part of that 920 that were admitted in 2019. Of course, if you have elderly family members, you would want to get vaccine because you will transmit it to your elderly family members. And the same goes with children to their parents. Of course, there's different vaccines for different age groups. And the reason is that in the elderly, we like to get a very potent vaccine in, and it's called the quadrivalent. So it has both influenza A and influenza B, and it has 2 markers from each of those, and it has a very potent chance of reducing the influenza rate in the elderly. In younger people, they actually give part of the virus. So, you know, there's a difference between what COVID vaccines are made of and what influenza vaccines are made of. Influenza vaccines are made of particles, or they're made of a virus that's either passed through so many times that it's lost its virulence, and then you're injected with the virus itself. That's called a live activated or an inactivated virus vaccine. Some of them are just recombinant proteins, and that's the one that we give to the elderly.
Is there any reason why you shouldn't both get a flu shot and a COVID shot at the same time, at the same day?
There is not. If it is convenient for you to get the COVID and the influenza vaccine at the same time, do it.
Now, in a typical year, only about half of us get a flu shot, and the flu shot effectiveness varies quite widely. What do you say to people who say, oh, I got the flu shot and I then contracted the flu anyway, so I think I'll just skip the shot and take my chances?
Let's learn what we've learned from COVID this year. We know that the vast majority of people who get COVID vaccine will not have symptomatic COVID infections. We've also learned that they can have asymptomatic infections or they can have low-grade infections. I had a wonderful patient, 82 recently, in a home, and she had the snivels, but she had been exposed to COVID through a worker. And when they tested her, she had Delta variant, but she had had the vaccines. So the COVID expression in her was much less intense, and she never needed to be treated. And this happens with influenza as well. So if you get the influenza vaccine, part of the goal is to prevent the virus from taking hold, but part of it is, if it is there, it will create an illness that's less intense. And that's so important in people with asthma, diabetes, elderly, cancer, all those people. Just lessening the intensity is important. And there's a lot of times people say, well, I got the flu, and it wasn't the flu. It was adenovirus, rhinovirus, some other virus.
Finally, what would your best advice be to keep New Mexicans safe from flu in this time of COVID?
Wear a mask. You know, it's so simple. If we wear the damn mask, you will find that you will have less upper respiratory infections ranging from colds to influenza to COVID. And if you are elderly, if you have underlying illness, even if the state says you don't have to wear it, they're not saying you can't wear it. So please wear the mask in those circumstances when you are inside or when you're in crowds.
Well, thanks very much to Dr. Malcolm Purdy with the Loveless Health System. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.